All right, everybody, let's do this. I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. Please set your phones for stun, please, and then let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next up is roll call. Jody.
Here.
Tom Kosecki.
Here.
Matthew Brunick. Absent. Ron Karen. Absent. Debbie Long. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Here. All right, we got a quorum. Next up is election of officers as we have a new calendar year. Motions?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we retain the current officers from 2016 for 2017, and they are as William Baker, Chairman, Tom Wyszlinski, Vice Chairman, Thomas Gosdecki, Treasurer, and LaVon Whitaker for Secretary.
There's a motion for a slate for 2017. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hey, thank you very much. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you very much. Moving right along. Approval of minutes for January 11th, 2017. Changes, modifications, approvals. What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes from our meeting of January 11, 2017.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Be there or not, remember, everybody's going to read these, come down the road when something hits the fan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Forever hold your peace. Next up is the chairman's report. Thank you again for electing me to be the chairman. Somewhat from consistency standpoint is to look at the yellowing board of September 2008. And remember that we have a real recent history of what happens when people don't take care of a man-made structure. And those are reminiscent of what that was like all up and down the watershed. So it's important what we do. Nobody should hear about it. Nobody should see it. Because that's what happens when it doesn't work. again, this is a $275 million federal flood control project, first and foremost. Just like anything else, if it isn't taken care of, it doesn't work. Also has some recreational component. It's also been expanded with a lot of help from the community as far as once we got the perpetual funding to take care of the place, to also encompass the entire watershed. More work, more people, more things to take care of. But it's one of the basics, in my opinion, that has to be done from a governmental standpoint to make sure something like that never happens again. It's always hard to take a look at those pictures for me personally and for a lot of you in this room. There was a time when it wasn't just people coming here looking for money. It was having to do with people that lost everything because the people prior to us didn't do what was supposed to be done to make sure something like that didn't happen. So with this all being completed and the Army Corps of Engineers able to go and do the inspections. People that are inside the watershed, because it's never, if you're close to the river, your house is always going to be at risk. But having this project, there is no longer a requirement for those people that have a federal mortgage to have federal flood insurance. What this has done is taken over 1,400 property owners and saved them $4 million annually. To that, in my opinion, is an economic development program if there ever was one. So it's important what we do when we keep doing this to make sure that those folks don't have to do that. Enough of my diatribe. Next up is the finance report, which is the approval of the minutes and the claims for, approval of the claims for February 2017. Please hold. Is this the new number?
263-469-27.
We need a motion.
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve the claims for February 2017.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay. Remember when we had no money?
I remember.
We'll go over some of the bigger items, I suppose. We'll start with levee paving at which is the Hammond Highland levee paving area. You have the final payment of $61,513.37, and then you have the previous one of $40,260. That will close out the amounts owed on this project. If you go to your packet, and we reviewed it earlier, that project is about $22,000. Let's see if I get it right here. $22,621 under budget. So it was initially, the contractor was awarded for $637,764. Because of quantities and such, it came in under budget. So we are closing that project out. It is complete to our specifications. The Georgia Street, a grade adjustment where we raised the level of Georgia Street to meet the elevation of the levee. Some of you remember, or you should remember, that we had a change order of $15,000 because of the concrete that was found underneath the road where the as-built indicated it was supposed to be asphalt. So there was an additional charge of $15,000. And then the final change order, which was a reduction of $7,704 because of quantities that were not needed or not used, which gives us, we were over approximately $7,000 on that contract of $186,000. So for the levee paving, we were under $22,000, and on the Georgia Street adjustment, we were over just about $7,000. So those will both be closed out and no longer see them on your claim sheet. I don't think there's any claims here for Burr or either north or south where we're doing the backup generators or the rehab, but those are still holding until the final punch list items are completed. For the south, that's in putting the two new pumps in, or the rehab pumps with the rock system, which is the stabilization for the pump station. Then for the north side, it's some doors and some minor electrical equipment that will help us better understand the backup generator. So those aren't on here, but those are projects that we will once again see.
Any questions for Mr. Repay as it relates to this?
Yeah, Mr. Repay.
Go ahead.
Sir. One comment on the Georgia Street grade adjustment project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not clear as to why the amount paid doesn't reflect the 193.
Wait, Commissioner Whitaker, we're going to do the claims. Are you talking about the payment of the claims, or are you talking about the project report?
The project report.
All right, let's get the claims taken care of, and then we'll hit the project report next. Any other questions on the claims of 263, 469, 27? Either none? All those in favor of approving this money, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Let's pay the bills. All right, with regards to next up is the project tracker for you. Go ahead, Dan, explain those. And also help Mr. Whitaker what happened on Georgia Street.
Well, I'll start back to front. The Burr Street South, which is where we took over the pump station from Gary Sanitary District, we rehabbed two pumps. We fixed the PLC. We actually replaced the entire thing. That was a contract that was bid out. The winning bid was to Sweeney Electric for $294. They've replaced the entire cabinets, which there were four of them, and we worked with Flight independently to rehab not only the two pumps, or there actually is four pumps, but two of them, and we added the ROC system, which the ROC system is an acronym for, I have no idea, but it's the stabilization of the pumps so that the wires don't get stuck in the impellers and ultimately make them dysfunctional. And then what we're doing is Flight has two more to install that are currently in the shop. And then at that point, we will allow Sweeney to make sure that their cabinet, their PLC, is properly functioning with all four of the pumps plus the sump pump before we release the retainage on that pump station. So that is a bill currently here, but it's scheduled for next week. I don't know. I think it's weather permitting to do that final go-around on the Burr Street South. On the north side, where we put the backup generator, which was also bid out, if you remember, we purchased the generator itself, and we bid out the installation. Installation went to Austin Electric. And the last couple items that they have are some items that were missing off the installation off of our list that needed to happen. And so until that happens, that's also including making sure that they restore the ground to where it should be, because they disturbed some ground. They're not, of course, not going to be able to do it now because it's the weather, but you'll see the final release probably, you know, March, April, May, when they have established the grass. So that's why there's still an outstanding balance of $24.50, which is why you'll see ultimately those bills will probably be paid in April, I guess, April or May. Georgia Street, the question. You had a question. The contract amount was $186. You add 15. No, I think we have a little error there. I think I see what you're saying. It wouldn't add up to $386.
Yeah.
If you take three payments.
Okay.
So I would add it, doubled it.
Yeah, double. So 160 yeah. And 13, 173, 183, 110. So if you added them up by hand, it would be, I don't know if there's a formula missing there, but it should okay. equal 193.
Yes.
So, yeah, for Georgia Street, there were two change orders. One was for the positive $15,000. One was a retraction of $7,700. So we have to work on that little.
Is the total still the same?
Yeah, $193,373. It just totaled wrong. It doubled it for some reason.
Would Ball State mad?
How are those Hoosiers doing in basketball?
Come on.
No, let's talk about that.
Big game tomorrow.
Your son goes to Ball State. Why would you do that?
I know. Well,
okay, great. Good. I'm glad you're using effective tuition. Anyways, levee paving. See, we got.
I'm really glad to see it works out real well too.
Yeah. He has a good future in him. Levee paving. Reith Riley. It was $637. That's the paving of Hammond from Lyman to Calumet, and then. Continuing on from basically the railroad tracks by the visitor center all the way to Oxbow, and then across onto the Highland side from Klein Avenue all the way back to Kennedy. So that contract amount was $637,764.10. Like I said before, quantities weren't what they were, and so it's a reduction in $22,621.49. To our favor, so for the total would be $615,133. So and we'll have other projects that will come on next, which will be the Grant Street West pump station that we're rehabilitating now, or starting to rehabilitate now. And then you'll start seeing probably Chase Street, which are the manhole extensions. These aren't here yet, but we haven't built against them either. And then what would be the other one? I think that would be it for now. But we're also going to have, you know, I mean, it's kind of going to my report, or do you want?
Yes.
Okay.
So that seamlessly keep going.
Yeah, I'll just keep talking. The next project that we're doing that you authorized us to bid out, which is the Gary South levee paving, which is from Chase Street, excuse me, to Martin Luther King on the south side of the levee. Those will be advertised next Wednesday, the 15th, and the following Wednesday on the 22nd in, help me Dave, the Tribune.
And the Crusader.
The Crusader, the Times, and we also have a tab on our website that allows for advertising. And those will be due and opened on March 8th at our meeting. We will also be advertising, pending one final permit, sign off for the remaining Hammond levee paving, and then we'll start working on the manhole extensions and 35th and Chase extension over the top, which will reduce that closure in general. So those are projects that will be bid out We're designing a bunch right now, but those as far as construction are going to go off here early summer, late spring. We had a great meeting, myself and Ron McCarron, who's not here, had a great meeting with officials from NDOT on various matters, as well as IDEM, their commissioner, brand new commissioner, as well as DNR commissioner, about future projects that we're doing, permitting process, and a vast array of other items that we talked about. So hopefully that after that discussion and our introduction to these new folks with the new administration, it'll go a lot smoother. I mean, it was pretty smooth. It will just go even that much better. we also had the opportunity to meet with representatives of DICTI with the fact that the train is proposed to go over the river between Lyman and Manor, and so we have to discuss how that affects not only the river, but also the recreational trail component of that. And we've had that discussion, and we advise them that we do not want any piers in the water, which is what we took out 2-3 years ago. We also met with USGS, which is United States Geological Survey, about the additional of new monitors or more monitors. Two things or two components that are important that you guys know is that number one, in Deep River, there are no monitors south of Lake George. So by the time the water gets to Lake George, no one knew it was coming. Whereas if you're in Hart's Ditch, you have that opportunity because we have it. We have a couple of gauges on Plum Creek. We have one on Hart's Ditch, so we can sort of monitor what levels we're going to get to. So we're hoping to add a couple in Deep River. We're also hoping to add an additional one in the Little Cal itself. There are no monitors from Burr Street to Colorado, which is about 5 miles, I believe, 4 miles. So we're going to add one, we believe, or we're asking to add one, either at Broadway or Grant, both where we have pump stations and they have electric capabilities to do that. Then we're also going to add one in Burns Ditch, which is important because of the fact that we can monitor the water all we want, but if we can't get it to Lake Michigan and there's a blockage in Burns Ditch, we will have a problem. So beyond that, we're starting to ramp up now for the spring construction and more design for not only, you know, we have on our agenda the railroad design in Hobart, but we also have, you know, 35th and Chase that we're still waiting for final approval on, as well as manholes. And Natalie's here, and I won't steal any thunder from them, but they're, you know, probably in the process. I know they're working on Hobart mitigation, and state line is likely around the corner with hopefully this weather, although it hasn't decided what it wants to do. It was 50 on Monday and it's snowing today, so hopefully if it's an early spring they can get started early on state line.
Did you touch base on Grant Street?
The pump station?
Yeah.
So there's three pumps, 45 horsepower pumps. We've taken two of them out, and we've taken a sump pump out for rehabilitation through flight. And so there's one pump that's currently in use there. That's
out of how many?
Out of three mains and a sump pump.
And this is at the Borman and Grant Street. There's two big truck stops there, and there's a huge pump station compound right there that we've just taken over, and that's the storyline.
This one's on the west side. We already had ownership of the east side. We took ownership of the west side, and so the first thing is we've worked with the pumps, and then we're making sure that the electrical is all in good working order. But hard to determine that. I mean, we're doing the best we can at this point. But until we get the pumps in, we believe the electrical is in good order. Once the pumps come back rehabilitated, because they were in a little bit of a poor shape, and I think you guys seen some of the reports on those. Once that's done, then we'll have a better idea, and we'll be up and running and in time for the inspections that will start. The inspections start in May for Hammond, Highland, and Munster, and in June for the Gary and NDOT segments.
For clarification, Mr. Rebane, did you say that you removed the sump pump as well, or did you replace it?
We removed it, and then it was determined after Flight looked at it, to fix it was $3,700, to replace it was $6,000, so it was determined that just to replace it for $6,000 would have been better than to try to work it. We only had a one-year warranty where I think the replacement was three.
Okay. So is it in place right now? Okay, it's still out.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. All three pumps are still out.
And the sump.
And they're due back, I want to say the 21st, but I don't have that email in front of me, but they're due back that, because they're also going to be added with the rock system. None of them had the rock system. The rock system should have been added when they first got installed, and what happens is when they start working, they start to do circular motions, and the cables get stuck in them. We have pictures to show that there's small nicks, and as soon as the nick in the water gets into them, they're out.
Measuring insulation issues.
Right.
Okay. Was the sump not working at all then? Okay.
Yes, the sump wasn't working at all.
Okay.
And neither was pump one or pump three. The only pump that's working is pump two. And we monitor that. Matter of fact, after we got the large rain, what was that, Monday night or Tuesday morning?
Wednesday.
So it was Monday when we got the storm that came through, or Monday night into Tuesday morning. All pump two was still working when I went out there to check. So for me, that's what is scary, because there is no redundancy. At any other pump station, there is a redundancy now that we have at least one or two pumps that work that we can kick on. But we're flying solo on that one.
Did that rain cause much of a challenge for us anywhere?
It's just a lot of runoff, because a lot of the ground
frozen.
Is not super frozen, but it's still frozen. There's more runoff than any place. So you saw it really at 35th and Chase, where the water was really high along the drainage ditch along 35th Street. But elsewhere, First Street handled it. Highland called in and said it was handled properly. And Hammond called in as well and said they had no issues. So, I mean, it wasn't a lot of rain. It was about 3/4 of an inch. But when you have that all running off and not anything absorbing, then that becomes a more challenging affair.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Repay?
Dan, do you have any updates on the 36-inch sewer river crossing from Structure Point on that design?
I believe that we have a contract that they proposed, and we're reviewing it.
Okay. And then any update on the Kennedy Avenue Bridge design?
They're designing it. They've done the survey. They have sent us some bills on the survey work, and they're still on schedule to do a 2018 or a bid in late this year, start construction 18. And that would be a 2-year process to do that construction, because you don't want to shut down the whole lane, the traffic north south on Kennedy, especially right. In light of what may or may not be happening here in Munster with the overpass, underpass.
Okay. Anybody else? Giddy up, moving right along. Next one is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we let our executive director enter an agreement with Patrick Engineering for the engineering and design work associated with the Genesee and Wyoming and Chicago Fort Wayne Eastern Railroad bridge replacement over Deep River in Hobart, Indiana. And the amount of that would be not to exceed $418,000, which is no little chunk of change.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Repe.
As I said in our session across the hall, I think this is one of the largest, most effective projects that you guys will ever approve once it's designed and completed, because of the fact that its effect from the one side of the railroad to the other is the differential is 3.5 feet. So anytime
once it's done,
so anytime you can accomplish that, that's a pretty big thing. When we commissioned, or you commissioned, the study to have SEH go out there and take a look at all those different aspects and dredging and digging detention ponds and removing the low-level dam, and it all came back really to this railroad. And so, you know, when you look at it, you spent the money on the study, and now what we're doing is actually, believe it or not, implementing what we
found. Holy cow, we're implementing a study that was done?
I know. Oh. So, I mean, and this is the biggest thing, and there is no negative impacts, according to the models, into Lake Station, so it's not like we're going to just dump a bunch of water downstream and it's going to affect it. So this is truly one of those projects that not very glamorous when you talk about, you know, building a bridge and fixing culverts, but its hydraulic change was pretty significant.
None of this is glamorous until it doesn't work and something like that happens.
That would be true.
All right, so there's a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion as it relates to this? Mrs. Lambert?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, okay. Let's go, Levi.
Yeah, on item four, where it talks about the Indiana Department of Natural Resources construction and the floodway permit regarding mitigation for the wetlands. If it's over that 0.1 acre and if there's tree clearing plan that's required, the additional supplement contract for necessary services are going to be required. I've not had a chance necessarily to survey and take a look here closely, but what's the chances of that coming into play?
There is that chance, and what we, when myself and Ron went down to DNR, we asked those questions. When we deal with smaller projects like this, whether we could build it into an existing mitigation project that we have, or how do we address it within the project? You may or may not know, we still have in-project mitigation to complete that was planted before my time. It supersedes probably everyone on the board that ended up failing because no one monitored it. So we need to address that as well as the Hobart mitigation that we're doing currently. So we have talked to DNR about possibly sort of piggybacking on existing mitigation so we don't have to go, you know, add or buy more land and just increase what we already have, because we have land and it's a little extra land that we can do some of this stuff on. So, or they may waive it.
Sure.
If it's depending on the quality of it, I don't know, and that's part of what they're going to do as part of the study is to determine what you're talking, I mean, what they have as far as quality out there.
Okay.
Right.
That was all, Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Clancy.
Yes.
Tom Duncan.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Lamont.
Yes.
William Baker. Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, got a resolution 2017-01 to enter a local agreement between Little Cal River Basin Commission and the Hammond Sanitary District for their watershed funding application, the amount of $150,000. Make a motion, we go ahead and execute that.
There's a motion to approve a resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay.
This is really just paperwork cleanup for the next four, actually, because this commission has already approved giving the money. What this does is memorialize the resolution and the interlocal agreement together, stating that this, in fact, is going, and the other communities or entities in this case would have to do something similar to enter into the interlocal, at least approve our interlocal that we give them in, as well as a resolution to adopt it.
Any other discussion as it relates to this resolution? Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Clancy.
Yes.
Tom Gassetti.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Lamont Whitaker.
Yes.
Yes. Moving right along. Wyszynski's right here. He did this. It's your turn.
Okay. Sorry. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution 2017-03 into an interlocal agreement with the Lake County Highway Department for their Bridge 260 Watershed Funding application in the amount of $50,000.
Second. Any discussion on that, Mr. Repay? Same as before. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Lamont Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve Resolution 2017-04 into an interlocal agreement with the Lake County Highway Department for their Bridge 264 watershed funding application in the amount of $50,000.
Second. There's a second. Any discussion? Another resolution. Hey, you know what? Let's change it up a little bit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. One more.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to double back here and make a motion regarding Resolution 2017-02, an interlocal agreement, Town of Winfield for the 117th Avenue Drainage Watershed Funding Application, any amount of $60,000.
There's a motion for this resolution. Is there a second?
Yes. Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Giddy up, cleaning up the paperwork for the man. All right. Next up, Mrs. Mills, anything from what's going on with our federal partners on this project, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Natalie Mills with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Just a brief update on the Hammond-Tyvex contract. The contractor is continuing to prepare their pre-construction submittals, and they're still on track to mobilize to the site in March. Pardon me. The Hobart Marsh Mitigation Contractor has begun site clearing work. They've been marking trees, so they are moving forward with that contract. Again, that's a 5-year contract, so they'll just be chugging along for 5 years. So just clearing at this point, though. That's all I have as far as the contracts at this point. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Wow. Yes, so are they going to be updating the schedule that you provided us? So that maybe like every month we could see what kind of progress that they're making.
Yes. They have to provide an updated schedule with each pay estimate so I can provide that so you all can have it on a monthly basis.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Moving right along. All right. Hey, my favorite part, statements from the floor to the board. If you'd like to address the board, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and have at it. Help us move this thing along. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, members of the Little Cayman River Basin Development Commission. My name is Jason Reeves. I do some writing in terms of the Howard Kernel Foundation, which is the Endowment of Business and Engineering Solutions. I'm seriously studying the issues of the Little Cayman River throughout Gary East, on the east side and west side. And I think it's great that you mentioned Chase Street a couple of times in terms of 35th Avenue. It's very important to take a look at that area. But the issue of a conservancy district becomes very vital due to the fact that you have a lot of dead trees in the river. Some parts of the river need upgrading. And a certain amount of these trees and the river not really being up to par, we have infrastructure problems. I mean, Chase Street probably won't be perfect. Unless the city of Gary, as well as yourself, you know, kind of take observation of it. The city of Gary has a responsibility. I'm just a small organization that takes focus on it, and it's so vital. So many people in the area want the roads reopened, want the river in a real excellent shape. And my concern to outline that it might need to be a conservancy district is that if the dead trees is one thing, but also improving the appearance of the river as well as maintaining flood control issues. I mean, the flood control issues in the long term is a vital factor. Because this year has been quite nice as it applies to snow. but we don't know what next year and the year after will look like. So, you know, I hope you can be mindful that I mentioned it. Think about it in the future. And you know what? The next time we have a strong storm, we'll be prepared. And you know what? It's not, we always have more water on the earth in the state of Indiana, in the United States. More water all the time. 70% of earth is water. So we always have to try to recognize these flood control issues and how the river will, how we have to try to control the river. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Keith Elmer. I'm a member of the Isaac Walton League of America out of the Griffith chapter in Griffith, Indiana. This is Tim Ferguson, the chapter president. We'd like to propose a river cleanup between Chase and Burr, both on the north and south sides of the river, and also the roads in between there. If you've been out there, many of us have, and speaking and with Mr. Baker had said and Mr. Reed just a minute ago, there's a lot of quality issues with debris that continuously gets dumped out there. As you said, if you don't see it, you don't know it's there. We've been out there and there's a ton of it. And it kind of goes along with all the projects you're doing here to remove as much of this debris as possible. I have information in here and an outline of a couple scheduled dates we'd like to do this. Of course, most key to the success is support from the commission and possibly resources. So I don't know if we have to come back and speak to you guys at another time, but we really want to get this ball rolling. We've got support right now as far as Manteno, Illinois for this project. So we believe we could get enough groups together and enough support to do this.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tupton?
No, I was just going to say, normally for cleanups, we normally provide the dumpsters and work with through the Lake County Solid Waste District to provide the dumpsters and the recycling, depending on electronics and stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of things that get put out there. Tires can't go with the regular debris. So we would be happy to do that as we did on Chase Street
right earlier.
So.
And it's helpful that you were bringing up now, gentlemen. Thank you very much, because since it's the middle of winter, so it gives us some time to figure out a good time and make sure all those resources are available and make sure we get the manpower.
Yeah, we had targeted end of March and beginning of April, but if we need to push back maybe into April and May to make this as successful as possible, again, this is where we want to start the dialogue now with you guys.
Outstanding. Just contact Mr. Repay and Mrs. Lambert at the office, and they'll be more than happy to move that along.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Sandy O'Brien, Hobart, Indiana. I wanted to let you know that they are actually working at the Hobart Marsh Place. They've done more than marking trees even. They've done some brush mowing on the Bailey property, and they've done some hand clearing more or less with chainsaws and brush cutters on the Bailey property too, in a sloped area. I think they're waiting for a more frozen day to do more brush mowing, because it's all sloppy and too gushy. It's hard to get frozen ground this year, that's for sure.
Excellent work, gushy.
They've also been working on the Kim property too. So they're at it. We had five people out there today.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's good to see.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Eric Sprenna, Highland, Indiana. Northwest Indiana Paddling Association. A save the date announcement, May 20th. We plan to do our annual river trip down the Little Cow. Details to follow.
Standing. Thank you. Anyone else? One, two. All right. Anything from the board? Mr. Castellanos.
Yeah, I'd like to make just a few statements. I hope everybody gets a chance. We also have a program on the radio program this Monday the 13th at 9 o'clock. We have a number of guests on, and people have been calling in and pretty excited about some of the projects that we've been doing. And the good thing about it is that this particular program is able to encompass all of Northwest Indiana. We've got calls from Hobart, as well as besides Gary. So I'm hoping that everybody gets a chance to listen to that program. Also, I made a report to the county commissioners about 2 weeks ago on our progress, what we were doing. And I had the opportunity to take our mascot. I'm pretty sure anybody has seen our mascot. It's we call him, I don't know, Little Beaver or Little Kale. But right now, he's been kidnapped, and he's over at the surveyor's office in the county, and we're trying to get him back. But so far, I've heard that it appeared on Facebook, and it's people really love it. So look forward to it. If you get a chance, go down there and see it.
Hey, hey David, your show is what, WLTH?
Right,
WLTH. Numbers?
It just WLTH is the Little County Bend River Basin.
But no, what station do you have to tune into?
Oh, 1370.
Mr. Gazdecki.
I have a couple things. I don't know if anybody pays attention, but we've been spending quite a bit of money, and almost all the work that we've been able to accomplish has come in very close to the budgeted amount. So I'd like to kind of commend and Garcia for the work that they've done in preparing the documents and then monitoring the contracts, preventing cost overruns. You know, I think it's outstanding. You spent millions of dollars, and you know, you haven't seen any change orders more than a couple of percent of any contract. So I'd like to commend our partners in the engineering side and Mr. Repay for doing a good job of controlling costs. You're here.
And you know, just for your edification, Garcia Consulting Engineers is our third-party engineering group. Just like any other group, a municipality has an engineering department or whatnot. We have outsourced it to the Garcia Consulting Engineers, who's you know our in-house third-party engineering group. You heard me ramble on. I'll just piggyback on what Dave said. We have a radio program on WLTH, which you may mention, but also on WJOB. The premise of the radio programs are for us to establish relationships with those two local radio stations. First and foremost, let them know what we're doing as it relates to making sure if we ever have an event like that, we're able to communicate what's going on with the community in a way that's able to help in an emergency situation and also to keep them up to date with what's happening on as far as projects in the area. Mr. Wyszlinski?
Nothing to add.
Mr. Whitaker?
Nothing to add.
David?
Nothing.
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling well.
All right, good. All right, that being said, I think I've covered everything. I appreciate everybody coming out. Our next meeting is going to be March, which means it's getting close to spring on the 8th. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. Let's go. Give me up. Go Hoosiers.